Welcome back to the AT&T Morning Line, Kentucky Derby Museum, Churchill Downs, and it's a pleasure to be here, Alan Watts. Cindy, we had a great time last night out at Falls of the Ohio.
You know, it was amazing, but what amazed me were how many people who are Louisvillians who didn't know about it, never been. I picked up a lot of great information because I think it'd be perfect for a family to come. Mm-hmm. It's very family-friendly, fossils, interactive things for your kids.
A lot of history in there.
Oh, yeah, so much history. And just beauty. I mean, it was absolutely beautiful when you walk in. There's wonderful glass pieces mm-hmm. from Glassworks. But more than then you just keep walking, and it's just one thing after another
exactly.
after another. There's a section of Under the Sea, and then there's a section about Lewis and Clark, and you go inside a teepee, and I mean, it's just the coolest thing ever. And then there are a couple of places where you can watch an actual little movie, mm-hmm. but very, very cool place to go. It's called Falls of the Ohio State Park. And then one place that we stopped and listened to is the history of how it all began, how the Ohio River became the Ohio River. And it was just really cool. And what was really cool last night, when I was walking last night, the fitness center at the Gold House where I'm staying, I had a view of the falls.
Oh,
and I'm
really?
Like, oh,
okay.
I was just there. Of course, we also had the opportunity to see those barges.
You may have heard a lot about it.
Yes.
They went down back in
December
or January. They sunk, actually broke loose from a towboat.
Mm-hmm.
And they're resting on the dam that's the Falls of the Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
They've removed one of them. The two of them are still there.
Yes.
And they have not had any luck getting them out yet.
Yeah.
So
it was like, wow, you know, at least it didn't tear the bridge down.
No, right.
It did not
exactly.
do that. And of course, the water's pretty high right now, so you can't see the falls as good as you normally would. But when the water will go down like it's supposed to,
mm-hmm.
I can imagine that it's beautiful. I know it says in their brochure we're not Niagara Falls, but
right.
but they are the Falls of Ohio, and it is right here, you know, across the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
Right across the river, up in southern Indiana. Neat to visit there and see that. So we encourage people, if you're coming for a little vacation, there are so many things to do here in this area.
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of our favorite things of talking about this, you know, when we're here, of all the things that you can mm-hmm. enjoy in Louisville, just in general, not necessarily just during Derby Festival. Of course, there's tons of things that have been going on for the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
Coming up in a little while, we'll be talking with the Derby Festival princesses.
They have arrived.
Huh? We've seen them in the house.
That's right.
We'll
ladies.
Have Allie Hawthorne with Abby on the river. That's always a fun thing about all the concerts that are coming up. And one of my favorite, I was greeted this morning with a wallaby from the Louisville Zoo, and that made my morning. Had my picture made with it. I've already posted that on the Facebook page, but can't wait to talk to them. The Louisville Zoo is a wonderful place, and they always have wonderful new exhibits and new animals, so we'll be looking forward to that. We'll talk with Mike Berry about the Derby Festival and get an update from him. We'll have Lieutenant Governor Janine Hampton on later this morning, Hood Harris from AT&T, and we have the Kentucky Department of Travel. Of course, Louisville Mayor Greg Fisher, who will host a lunch for us today. We always look forward to that.
We started out with an old-fashioned. We finished it out with Derby Pie today.
Derby Pie. Woohoo! I can't wait for that. It's always warm, just fresh
yes.
out of the oven from Kern's Kitchen. So we've got a lot coming up for you this morning. So stay with us and listen to Derby coverage live from the Derby Museum. Of course, it's brought to you by some great people, some great partners, Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment. Well, they have a different kind of horsepower, but you know they can hook you up with a mower powered by Kawasaki. We've got Herb Hayes Furniture. They love horses. Leanne is a big horse lover. Commonwealth Agri Energy and Heritage Bank, where you could get a loan to get a horse if you wanted to. Robin Foods and Gifts, they give us this wonderful basket for our guests to enjoy. Hancock's Neighborhood Market, got a derby party.
They'll take
care of you. And Home Place Mortgage in Hopkinsville, maybe you need a home that's got some property with it so you can get you a horse.
They can
all do that. I've tried to tie them all in there for
our That's right. That's the way we work. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from the Kentucky Derby Museum, AT&T Morning Line. For Cindy, I'm Alan Weiss.